From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block, and I've come out of the studio right now. We're standing in an alley in Northwest Washington, D.C. There's a canopy of trees overhead, and that sound, that persistent buzz or drone, is the sound of a gazillion cicadas. And what they're doing is they're looking for insect love. Now, we came out a few weeks ago to try to find the cicadas as they were just coming out of the ground. These are brood 10 cicadas, and they live underground, tapping onto the roots of trees for 17 years, and then they crawl out, they sprout their wings, they fly around, they mate, and that's where this sound comes in. That is the mating call of the male cicadas. We've come back out with Nathan Irwin, who's an entomologist at the Smithsonian's Museum of Natural History. Nathan, tell us about this sound. What exactly is causing that constant buzz?
We have at least two cicada species up in the treetops here. There's an overarching drone, which is Magicicada septemdecim, the most predominant species in this brood 10 emergence here in the Washington area. And we also have Magicicada cassini, which is making the very loud staccato and then whirring sound. If a female finds a male's call attractive, she will flick and click her wings, and then the male will move closer. Then he will mate with her, and the females will mate once, and the males will mate many times.
Now, you're gesturing toward me, and in your hand, I've just noticed you have two live cicadas.
I have two live cicadas here, and if you look at them, I'm going to hold them gently but firmly. One is slightly larger than the other. Also, look at the banding on the underside of the abdomen. One has absolutely no banding. It's just entirely black. One you can see actually has orange banding on the underside of its abdomen, and that's the Magicicada septemdecim.
Uh-huh.
The smaller species that has no orange banding on the underside of its abdomen is the Magicicada cassini.
And are you hearing their different sounds? There's this high buzz.
That's actually thousands, tens of thousands, millions of males of the Magicicada septemdecim species that make the characteristic wee-oo, wee-oo. But under that, you can hear the very loud
and what's that?
That's the Magicicada cassini.
Now, last time when we came out with Nathan, we mentioned that we wanted to come back and measure how loud the cicada sound would be, and one of our listeners, Scott Harvey, heard us say that, and he volunteered his services. He's an acoustical consultant with the company Polysonics, and Scott, you've brought a bunch of stuff here today. What have you got?
We've got a fairly simple sound level meter for measuring the overall noise level from the cicadas, and we also have a frequency analyzer for breaking those sounds down into their individual frequencies and finding out which frequency the cicadas make.
Okay, so the overall decibel meter, let's take a look. What's it saying?
The overall decibel level is about 69 to 70. Actually, we're on the rise. We're up to 70. A minute ago, we were down to 60, 69 and couldn't seem to break that, but we're rising. So
we're gaining.
We're at 70, yeah.
And what would that compare to?
Loud talking at 2 feet.
Something levels. You have to compete with, definitely, when you're talking.
Yeah, I mean, and it's the thing about it is it's very constant. It doesn't move at all. I mean, the meter hasn't gone down since we've been here.
Yeah, and it's inescapable in this neighborhood. I live in this neighborhood, and I can tell you can not get away from it at all.
Yeah, and you can probably hear it in your house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the decibel meter. It's still hitting about 70. And this machine over here, let's look at the frequencies. What do you hear?
This machine measures the frequency, and you can see where I've got the cursor, this line, that's the frequency of the droning cicada, and that's at about 1,250 hertz, which is a little bit higher than normal speaking frequencies. Our voice is around 1,000, between 500 and 1,000 hertz.
That's a pitch, right?
That's a pitch, yeah.
Where would that correspond on a keyboard of a piano, say?
A440 is 440 hertz, a little bit more than an octave higher than A440, which is right at the middle of the keyboard.
Now, Nathan, what physically in these male cicadas, what's making the sound? You've got two on your wrist right now.
Let's find which one's the male. Okay. All right, you're the female. You can go on the shirt. Okay. But if you look on the underside of the male here, right where the thorax meets the abdomen, right behind the hind legs, you see almost two little fish scale-like plates.
Uh-huh.
And under there...
That's kind of like armor in a way.
Yes. And under there, there are two depressions or two cavities over which is stretched a membrane. And you can see the white-colored membrane right there under the plate.
Uh-huh.
And those membranes are flexed, buckled, through muscular contraction. And the chamber underneath acts as the resonating chamber, as in a timpani drum. Then that's what's making all the noise up there. And the males will flex their muscles so that they get the different types of pulsating clicks.
He was doing his vibrating thing?
Yes, he was making sounds, basically telling me, let me go.
Oh, he sounds like down. He's talking. He really does.
Again, he's using those membranes I described to... He's flexing his muscles to vibrate or buckle those membranes to make the resonating sound in the chamber.
Now, Scott Harvey has just picked up a cicada off the ground fearlessly and held it to his ear.
Is that guy making any noise?
No, nothing like yours. You got the good one.
Well, what's going on here, Nathan?
Well, we have a couple, a male and a female cicada. They've been coupled, and they'll stay coupled for an hour or so, maybe 2 or 3 hours.
2 or 3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
They're mating.
Right. It's common for insects to remain coupled for a number of hours. That's not all that unusual.
They're end to end. Their heads are facing away from each other, and they look like they're not bothered at all by the fact that we're standing here watching them.
No. And their goal, both of their goals, are to pass their own genes on to the next generation, which is why the males are calling, trying to outcall one another, and the females are being very choosy and selective about the male that they ultimately mate with.
Well, Nathan Irwin with the Smithsonian's Museum of Natural History, thanks for explaining what we're hearing.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
And Scott Harvey with Polysonics, who's been telling us just how loud these cicadas are. Thanks for coming out.
You're quite welcome.
And we are now at Decibel.
We're coming on 72, so we're on the rise.
Here's a proposal. If you have an original song about cicadas, or even one that uses the sound of cicadas, you can send it in to us. We might use it on the NPR website. You can find details online at npr.org. Just follow the link for All Songs Considered.